to what,
what's
do.
What's our podcast called?
Oh, man. I don't know, man. You fail again. You fail again.
Forget. It's Duel Links Memes. I forget. Is it Meme Duels? I can't remember.
Yes, sir. It is Meme Duels.
All right, everyone. Welcome to Meme Duels Podcast. I'm your host, Ocean King. This is your other host.
We have Scrub Lord. That is me. And we also have the one, the only, the up-and-coming duelist. He went through the Kaiba Cup, climbed up all kinds of duel levels. Give your hands up for the one, the only...
Mickey Mouse.
Woo, woo.
Wow, applause.
So, we got some good topics this week.
What we
what
got?
Topics? You want to give the topics? I know you know the topics.
All right, I'm going to give one topic.
Oh, wait, guy, we forgot. We forgot the most important part of the episode. This week's sponsor.
Yes, I did let you pick the sponsor last time, you know, because I rubbished yours. So tell me what your sponsor is. Who have you gotten to pay us money this week?
We lost our sponsor last week because I forgot to do them in the intro, and we did a different sponsor instead.
I see.
Yeah. Ouch. So this week's sponsor, I'm sorry. You know, that's just how it be sometimes. It's a business. It's hard life.
It's a hard world.
This week's sponsor is NordPass VPN. With NordPass, you store all your passwords online and share them with your friends. And you can use it to watch videos on Netflix from other countries. It's great. NordPass VPN. All right.
Wow. Now that sponsors... was a great NordPass VPN. I love my NordPass VPN.
Do you have NordPass? I think you actually have
I actually do have NordVPN and NordPass.
Wow.
I don't use NordPass,
sponsored,
but I do got it.
Corrupted influence.
No, man. They gave me a testing.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Your fire alarm.
The fire alarm's going off. All right, I'm dead. All right, I'm out, dudes. Oh, it was a false alarm.
Oh, okay.
Oh, they're resetting the alarm. I didn't die in a fire, so it's all good.
Damn it, man. Those arsonists I paid didn't do their job.
All right. Now that the sponsor and the fire is out of the way, give me the topics this week.
They all got burnt up in the fire. I'm sorry. You're going to have to tell us what they are.
That's true.
All right. Well, everyone knows there is an extremely massive ban list. So one of the things we're going to talk about, I think the first thing we're going to talk about, how to recover our shattered dreams of our decks that have been murdered hopelessly.
Yes.
So my decks were all spared by the ban list, so I'm quite happy. But you
who?
Our special guest.
Knock,
our
knock.
Special guest.
Oh,
our
yes,
special guest.
My Shiranui. My beloved. Beloved.
Yeah.
Shiranui.
Oh.
What did Konami do to your Shiranui's?
They murdered. It was a slaughter. It was like Anakin with the children.
Except you know what though I gotta say, it's not like the children, because these ones, they deserved it. They had it coming. The children were innocent. This is like,
no, they were animals. They were animals, and Konami slaughtered them like animals.
Wow. You're calling humans animals? Disrespect.
Yeah.
All right,
where's the line here?
So just before this chat started, you were trying to salvage Shiranui's before giving up hope.
Trying.
So what? Have you given up hope? Or are you still trying?
Well, undecided.
What? Okay.
Depends on how much work.
Yeah, what stopped you?
The amount of reworking I have to do. I literally have to scrap, I think, half the deck if I want to keep Sun Saga.
It's all about the Sun Saga, right? You can't cut him. Because, like, could you cut Sun Saga? Could you?
I don't think you could. He's literally, like, the staple for the card. For the deck, sorry.
What if? Okay, yeah. And here's a what if. You know that Mayakashi guy? I think he's like a level 8. What if you started running hymns instead?
Mm.
Does Mickey Mouse know about the Mayakashis?
I don't.
I don't think he's been inducted into that society yet.
Give him a breakdown of what the Mayakashis do. Because I think I know it, but do you know what they do, or are you... You want me to do it?
Honestly, here, give me a minute. I'll pull it up.
Okay.
If you know it memorized, I don't know exactly.
I know it.
I know what the
one
card.
You know me. I know all the cards.
Okay, Encyclopedia. Thank you for everyone. This is the Prototype Encyclopedia Ocean King model. It specializes in Yu-Gi-Oh cards. It's available for the low, low price of $4.99. Again, that's $4.99, and you can PayPal or wire transfer that money to memeduels69@gmail.com. So the email is memeduels69@gmail.com. The price is $4.99.
Yes, that is the real email. Also, you know, I think I'd be worth way more than than $4.99, but you know, it's just a bargain, a complete bargain. All right, so my Akashis, I'll just give you a quick breakdown, Mickey Mouse. It's basically a synchro archetype that has one tuner. It's a different level 2 zombie type tuner than the one that's used for all the Shiranui cards. Okay. And basically, it's a chain synchro summon. So your extra deck uses, I think there's 4 or 5 of them. And basically what you do is the first one you make is a level, I think it's a level 4. Or, yeah, I think it's a level 4. So you make the level 4 one. And then the level 4 one, when it summons itself, the synchro monster, it summons the tuner from the graveyard back onto the field. And then you can synchro summon the level 6 one. And then the level 6 one, when it's special summoned, special summons the tuner from the graveyard onto the field. And then you make the level 8 one. And then the level 8 one gets the tuner from the graveyard. You see what I'm saying? And then it goes all the way up.
Yeah, it goes all the way.
Yeah, it goes all the way up. And I think the final one is either level 10 or level 9 or something. And then that one is like sort of good. But it uses like a bunch of extra deck slots. So it's kind of annoying because it means you can't fit a bunch of other stuff in there because you're using all of your extra deck slots just to like bump up this chain to get the Maekashi ultimate monster.
But when you have room, thanks to the ban, because
all of your cards got banned, it might be something to fit in. I think it's a meme, but it might be worth a shot. It's also
It might be worth looking into, giving it a try.
You know what though? Speaking of memes, I would consider it, you know. Because building memes is there's something to it. It's fun. It's addictive.
I agree. Also, because of the way the deck's structured, you only need to go through the box once, right?
Yeah.
Or do you need to go through it?
I think it's a mini, so you only need to go through it once to get the chain going once.
And there's other Shiranui cards in that box too, so it might even be worth doing.
Yeah. No, that's a good point. It's like definitely way better than trying to bring back Gozukis and.
Well, yeah, you could still throw the Gozukis in there. I mean,
you also, when you abandoned all hope, you know, you were on your knees crying in despair, not knowing what to do. But then a light shone from the heavens, right? Tell us what this light that has guided you down the path of unlocking a majillion characters that you do not have yet.
It is all in the attempt to get rid of, to unlock and bring forth Desperado. And it is like trying to go up Mount Everest. Trying to unlock. Who am I trying to unlock?
What Sartorius, is, I think.
Sartorius. And then I have to unlock. I unlocked one guy, and now I have to unlock two other guys. And
yeah, so to get Sartorius, if you didn't get him during the event, basically you need to accomplish all these specific missions because he's retired at the gate. And yeah.
GX, eh?
Yeah, the GX. And then to do it, you need other characters unlocked, which are also may or may not be banished to the gate depending on when you started the game. So Mickey Mouse started a little bit later, skipped a lot of stuff. So he's going through the fun of unlocking all these fun characters.
Yeah, so I had to unlock Chaz. And now I have to unlock Aster.
I thought the Chaz duel was pretty epic.
No, the Chaz duel was pretty good. And it was easy. It was a lot easier than I anticipated. But then Aster, look at this guy.
A children's card game, easy, impossible.
wait. When you tell us the duel was easy, please tell us, Master Duelist, best duelist of duelists, what duel level was the opponent?
He was at impeccable difficulty of level 10.
Oh, wow. There's at least 9 levels below that.
Yeah, at least.
So it's gotta be good.
Exactly,
With no context.
Could have been easier.
It's true. It may be possible for it to have been easier than that.
Mm-hmm. I have to unlock Aster and Tyranno, but to unlock Tyranno, I have to unlock
no one.
Oh no, that's it. It just Tyranno. But
to unlock Aster, I think it was to unlock Aster you needed.
No, Aster, I just have to win. I just have to win one duel against Aster and a level 30 in the duel world.
That's easy.
Yeah.
Sartorius is the one that needs like you to use 5 different characters to get him.
Exactly. Aster and Tyranno.
It maybe have something to do with the anime. I don't know. I always, when these weird things are happening, I always assume it's anime related.
Yo, do you not watch the skits in the that dice rolling duel thing. It tells you all the anime if you want to.
I don't watch the skits. I actually skip all the cutscenes.
Heathenous. Heathen.
I'm guilty of that too.
Oof. I have two sinners on this podcast. I'm sorry.
You're our lore expert. I know all the cards and you know all the lore.
But yeah, I know I like the lore. The lore is pretty fun. And like the story the cards tell. But anyways,
Duel Links ban list that came out. Did it hit a deck that you played? Because it hit Dark Magicians too, but I think you didn't actually care.
So
right?
It hit like two decks that I play, but not decks that I care. So Dark Magician is one, but I actually run. I play Dark Magician, not the meta way, and I actually play it the what they would call like the spicy way, which runs like the Ritual. You know, Dark Magician of Chaos.
Yeah.
And then you know it runs a bunch of Magician Girls, and you know it's not competitive. So basically, the new meta for Dark Magician, I already have it built. I'm good to go. I'll probably play it again, actually, because it's no longer oppressive and like one turn combo kind of win, you know, Rod.
Yeah, yeah. And then, it's not that annoying Rod Circle combo. It was like always what they would do, the same thing.
Yeah, exactly. And so now I can play it. Maybe I'll give it a spin again. And the other one that they killed was Invoke, but I never had full Invoke because I only ever had one Invocation. So
yeah, I was waiting till after this ban list because I wanted to get Invoked and I was saving my tickets for it. But then it hit Invoked really hard, so I kind of moved on.
Yeah.
And I used my dream tickets for this deck, which I'm worried is going to get banned.
Okay. So here, we've talked about what got hit of ours. We've seen the Shiranui players are despairing. They're just trying to find the next big hit.
It's true. You guys should email memeduels69@gmail.com.
Yo, who is this newcomer?
Your new variations of Shiranui. Let us know how you're playing it. Let me know how you're playing it. I want to know.
He needs help. He needs help. So the other deck that they hit was, that we didn't really talk about, was Crystrons. And Crystrons has been like a deck that I think rich people play.
None of us are rich Yu-Gi-Oh! Duel Links players. So
it's true. Google pays me and I still ain't rich.
we got a Google employee here.
I finally got on that Google train, guys. I'm getting those Google survey monies to spend on my Duel Link.
Nice. Very nice.
Yeah, pro Duel Links tip. If you're ever short on gems, Google surveys, survey rewards will let you do free surveys. And they'll pay you in real Google Play points, which you can use in the Duel Link store.
They're like literal cents, but they add up, yo.
Yo, those cents add up. Yo, how much? What's your current Google Play point money tally from the surveys?
Or $20, sorry. $20.
Are you serious? You have $20?
Yeah, for real. I have $20. I'm
fucking money.
I'm hoarding gems. I'm waiting for the next really.
You should not have gone first.
You really shouldn't have. I mean, if I had saved all of my money that I've gotten from my surveys, I'm pretty sure I'd have at least like
$40. See, I'm not a money bag. There's the money bags.
That's money bags. See, I've not got that much.
I've just spent it all.
The surveys reward you if you go to certain locations, and I just don't go to locations that get surveyed very often. So I think my current money total is like $2. But, you know.
It's okay. We don't money shame here. We're all, you know, most of us are free to play, except for when we use the Google Play monies. We just call those blessings
from
above.
Most of us are broke when it comes to Konami.
Yes, blessings, yeah. Blessings. So the deck that got hit really hard was not Karakuri, but Crystrons. And Crystrons is kind of like a big money deck. It has URs from like a bunch of different boxes. And I've never really played against it, but I hear that it's always showing up on the tier list. And Konami doesn't like the deck because it's quite strong and it's dirtily. So they keep hitting it. And they hit it again. They put a bunch of cards in it to two. I think they thought it would kill the deck, but I've seen some lists that look competitive, and unfortunately for me, the card that they brought in is my beloved Mermails, and I'm very worried that Crystrons will get my Mermails limited.
Oh no.
No. Oh well, no.
I know, you guys aren't, you guys are you hate Mermails because I played them in paper, but I you know, I would be so sad if they got splash damage.
Yeah, no. I mean, I would feel sad for you just because, you know, you did just get them. So, a little bit sad.
It's true.
But
Yeah, I used my dream tickets on. I used it to get more mermail cards and also the fish one that summons Deep Sea Diva.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Because that's the new hotness is the rank for water all water monster XZ deck.
Oh, Gradle
with the skill that. Yeah, Gradle. Gradle Dragon.
Tell us about this watery spiciness.
Yeah, because I was just playing you against it. And the skill, all your monsters in your deck and extra deck have to be water. And the skill lets you make all your monsters on the field level 4. So if you can summon 2 monsters, you use the skill and you can make a rank 4 XZ. And the rank 4 XZ that you make is the Hope Woven Dragon Spider Shark number 37, which is just a boss card. And then the other super spicy tech is Gradle Dragon, which is an old synchro that nobody remembers. That's a level 8. And what does 4 and 4 add up to? It adds up to 8.
What? Wait, so 4 and 4 is 8? Damn.
Yo. You heard it here first. Quick math. Check the calculator.
Wait, hold on. Wait. I'm doing right? 2 plus 2.
Yo, Google.
Hey, Google. What's 4 plus 4?
Boom. 2 plus 2 is 4. Minus 1, that's 3. Quick maths.
Oh.
Wow, yo. I was right. Thank you, Google.
Now give me my play points.
All right. And Gradle Dragon just pops. He pops 2 things when he gets summoned. He pops 2 things. He's just the best. And when he dies, he revives a water monster.
What happens if he gets fiendish chained?
Well, that won't happen.
Oh,
don't
okay.
worry about that.
Okay.
All right. So that's my new deck. That's the ban list. What was our other topic?
I gotta say, man, for someone who usually spends like an hour on one topic, today you are like the minute man. You're like, wham, bam, thank
We're
you, ma'am, I'm out of here.
Blitzing it. Speed.
I mean,
we did
spend too long on one topic last time.
We gotta make up for extra time last time. Did you want to talk about the ban list more?
No. I mean, honestly, the ban list, I don't care. Everyone's talked about it. Like, everyone kind of knows what's been hit, you know. And we'll see what, I'm just kind of curious to see what drops, you know, in the future, but we'll just have to wait and see till December, 15th, I think?
Yeah, they usually release a good box in December, right?
Yeah, and what I did want to talk about, though, what we played during the Kaiba Cup, because the Kaiba Cup, you see everything, and I, for one, did not play anything meta or anything nearly competitive, but it was hell a lot of fun.
I think you guys both know what I played.
Wait.
You're the one who got Shiranui's ban.
Yeah, you were the one. It was your fault. Oh, actually, wait. Speaking of tournaments, sorry.
Uh-huh.
Did you guys want to talk about the cheating banning? Or?
Oh, the cheating. Yeah let's talk about the cheating. So, I think everyone who played, who beat me got disqualified. So, I'm pretty sure I won the tournament.
Wait. Didn't I beat you in the tournament? So, that means, you know, I should be number one by property of...
I think I remember the dual level max person being me and you guys being stuck at level 18.
correct yourself, 19. Thank you very much. 9.
Did you get to 19?
Yeah, I made it to 19 twice.
Oh, okay.
And then,
but you ended at level 18.
I think I ended at 19.
Okay, all right. That's respectable.
But never max. Still sad.
I don't remember what my what my global ranking is because I don't think they've published it yet. Have they?
No, they're out, I think. It came out when they announced that they banned the cheaters, too.
Yes. So all those people cheating, there was some hack that basically let you disconnect from the duel. If you were losing, you could disconnect, and it would count it as a draw for you, right?
It uses the built-in disconnect forgiveness. You know when you go to a duel, and then like it aborts immediately because you or your opponent didn't have good connection? So it basically would trigger that state by... Oh, and I got to say, this is all alleged because
alleged,
I don't know exactly
alleged
how
cheating.
It works. I don't know how the tools work. This is what I've heard and I understood. But basically, what it does is the tool...
For our lawyers, this is not... We do not advocate cheating.
Yeah, we do not advocate cheating. Cheaters will be banned. You know, we are all law-abiding citizens. Komani, thank you. You know, I've said what I had to say. Thank you. Komani. Okay, bye. So what I wanted to say, though, was... Yeah, so what it did is it would trick it to go into that state so that the person wouldn't lose. And in order to do so, it would turn the game into thinking it was in a replay. Because in a replay, you can just end the duel and nothing happens. So it was using those
that.
It was using those two things kind of in conjunction to basically be able to play a duel. And then they had some other hack that would let you see their hand. and they, if they were going to lose, they would just bounce and lose no points. You would get the win as their opponent, but they basically ended up with a perfect record.
Yeah, they would never lose a duel, right?
So when it came to the Kaiba Cup, yeah, right, they had mad points because they never lost points for losing.
Yeah.
And that was basically the cheat. And I think...
The first and second place, right? And third place definitely did, because third place was the one who revealed that there was a hack.
Yeah, because apparently they had said it to Konami earlier, allegedly, I don't know, and then that they like declined, like they didn't do anything about it, so he went public, or they went public. But again,
I don't know if this was true. Maybe this was a cover. Like maybe he got found out and was like, "Oh, I'm gonna cover my tracks."
Again, like you never know.
I mean,
right?
I was cheating on purpose.
Exactly. Like maybe this is what I think. I think maybe they had their fun. They abused of it. They got what they wanted out of it. You know, they got their Kaiba Cup win, and they're like, okay, now you know when you're bored of something, and you throw it away, you're done with it. I think that's kind of what this person did. They're like, I'm bored with this hack or this tool.
Like Woody and Toy Story.
Yeah, exactly, yo, exactly.
Yeah.
Austin Twig.
I'm finally glad there's someone else here that knows the memes that I like. I say it, and you visualize that same meme I have in my mind. You know, it's finally time. Yeah,
exactly.
We got our meme translator on board.
Goodbye, Andy. Goodbye, Woody.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So, since I was the only one who got level max and was in the second stage of the tournament, and everyone else was cheating. I didn't cheat, guys. You can't prove that I cheated. Konami hasn't banned my account yet. So, I think that means that I didn't cheat.
As far as we know, allegedly.
You were the one, hey, allegedly. And you were the one who got Shiranui's banned. My deck that I played in the tournament was Cyber Dragons, which is, sadly for me, is now showing as a tier 1 deck, and I'm worried that they'll hit Cyber.
It's going to get hit again. It's going to get booped.
Yo, I love Cyber Dragons. It wasn't fair that they got booped the last time. They weren't even that good, and they got booped a little bit, but it was like an okay boop. It was just a light boop.
Yeah, now they're going to come and with now, a bop.
If they bop, if they bop the deck, then I'll be very sad, because that's one of my favorite decks. And, you know, it's still missing a lot of cards. It's missing its XZ monsters. You know, it's being held back still. And I don't want Komani to smash it with the boopstick before it's had its time in the sun, you know?
Well, I mean, it's been out a long time. You know, it's one of those old dogs. It's been around the block. You know, they can only live so long before Komani notices.
I'll forgive it getting booped if they unboop Mermails and give us the Mermails that we've been waiting for.
How would you feel
because they're...
if they booped both?
That would be so sad. I don't know what I would play if they booped Mermails and Cyber Dragons. I think they would make me spend more money. That's the trick, isn't it?
Yeah, see? It's all adding up slowly.
Yeah. I know, their evil plan to make me spend money. Well, luckily I have Google Play points.
Not a sponsor.
But will it be enough to financially recover?
Yo, Google should have been our sponsor for this episode.
Google wishes we paid them to be on their platform, guy.
Right?
This is Google we're talking about. This isn't some kind of scrub company. Overlord Google does what they want.
Yeah, I mean, Google is kind of like that, you know, overlord company in the sci-fi movie where everyone loves them, but they're actually secretly nefarious.
Exactly.
Now, we all love Google, though, right?
I mean, hey, man, I got no problem with Google at the moment. They're doing their thing.
I can't complain.
They give us free cards.
They give me Yu-Gi-Oh! Duel monies, so I'm happy.
They let me do quick maths.
Dueling. Without Google, we never would have had those quick maths, and we never would have learned what 4 plus 4 was.
Man, imagine if we had to multiply. Google, save us.
Oh, man. Yikes.
Yo, no one knows how to multiply. That's impossible.
So yeah, that was the cheating scandal.
Wait, hold up though.
What up?
We're still missing one key piece of information. You never revealed what you were
playing. Oh, yeah, okay, well, yes. So that was the cheating scandal. You know, I have nothing to do with this cheating scandal, didn't make it to level 2. Unlike some of us on this podcast who may be suspect, you know, not saying anything, just laying out the facts here in the open.
I don't like these accusations of cheating.
These aren't accusations. I merely said these are facts that are presented, that you made it to level 2. So therefore...
Uh-huh. That is true.
That is all. But yeah, back to what I was playing. I played a really spicy meme jank. And by really spicy meme jank, I mean like the spiciest of spicy garbage you've ever seen in your life. And the funny thing is, in the Kaiba Cup, it actually won quite a bit. And then after the Kaiba Cup ended on the ladder... I just had its ass handed, like I had my ass handed it to me. And the deck that I played, basically, it's an OTK deck, so it needs to win in one turn. It runs Jesters and a couple of Berry Magician Girls, Lemon Magician Girl, a bunch of back row just to stall. And then in the, and this is the key here, is I run White Veil, Power of the Guardians, and also Mage Power. And what all these cards do, these are all basically equip cards.
Yo, live soundboard.
Yo, live, man. I usually do these in post. This is so nice. So yeah, what I was saying is...
I'm liking this deck. I'm liking
this. So what this deck does is you summon the Jester Queen, and she's a level 2, 800 attack, and she has an effect. And the effect is when summoned on the field, it blows everything up on the board, like all my back row. So you don't want to play with back
row. Yeah, it only blows up your back row. Yeah.
So I need to be careful when I play it. So going second is great. So I play that when I have nothing. I hope they have, you know, no way to stop it. Then I equip Power of the Guardians.
Hope your opponent bricks first turn.
You
and then
you would be very, very surprised at how many and you'd be surprised at how many times it works. So yeah.
I mean, yeah, it almost worked against me that one time.
Listen, you didn't even fight the proper version with the Magician Girls in there. Because
there were Magician Girls.
No,
I remember.
I only had one
Mermail slaughtering Magician Girls.
So no. The way it works is I'll tell you the way it works is I summon usually I want to because I have balance is the skill.
Yeah,
so that's why it runs. You know, six, and then like eight. How much is that shit? 12, 8. Yeah, that's right. 20. 20 card deck.
Do we need Google?
Google, tell us.
Yo, what number are we looking for?
Oh, I just said what I just numbers? Said what did I say?
6 + 6 + 8. Hey Google,
yeah, it's 20, man. It's 20.
Google, what's 20?
Hey Google,
because Google has failed. It's
define
20.
Define 20.
Why did you ask it about 20?
I don't know.
What is it telling us? Yo, it's telling us facts about 20.
Oh, Google.
Yo, it's so knowledgeable.
I know.
It's going off about 20. It knows so much.
Yeah, listen. I was just trying to add numbers, okay, Google? I don't need a dictionary.
Wow. Google showing us all up right now.
Google like, yo, I've been practicing all day for this. I'm ready to drop my number 20 facts. Give us the top 10 number 20 facts. Watchmojo.com.
Oh man!
All right, so now that you've
so,
normal summon Shokan.
Yeah, I've normal summoned this one Jester Queen. You have a bunch of options. Basically, I equip her with a bunch of cards. White Veil is one that if I attack, it doesn't let any effects of my opponent pop off. And then if I destroy a monster with this card equipped, like if my monster with that card equipped, it destroys an opponent's monster, it blows up their entire back row. So the key is to have Mage Power because it adds attack based on number of spell and trap cards on the field. And then I also have Power of the Guardians so that it boosts each time. And the special effect, this is where the cheese comes in. The spicy deliciousness.
This is already cheese. As if there's like this dish is all cheese. You're like, and now for the extra cheese.
Listen, no. This is where the deck becomes like super fun because people are like, oh, okay, it's an 800. Oh, he equipped like a Power of the Guardians, whatever. It's 800 plus 500. You know, that's nothing. Yeah. But this card can attack one time for each spell and trap card attached. So if you have three, it actually attacks four times because it has its own attack. Whoa. And then one extra for each spell and trap card. So imagine Power of the Guardians activating four times. Imagine White Veil activating and blowing everything up. At that point, I don't care if I have that one card, because in that one turn, if they don't stop, like if they decided that I'm a scrub and that, you know, they don't blow it up at the right time, White Veil blows up the back row. It's bye bye everybody. I win. So this is where, like I said, the spice comes in at the end. It's a
This is some anime tier. This is some anime tier bullshit right now.
And
but I love it.
And I use I used super rare tickets. Not the good ones. Not the good ones.
Okay, using all those tickets. Is this what you use your tickets for?
I use
the SR Dream ticket.
Not the Dream tickets. No, these were like the level up tickets or like the Karibo tickets or whatever. These are event, like, these are mostly event cards. And one of the other cards I didn't mention that I also run is called Escape Route. And basically what it does is it lets all level 2 monsters attack your opponent directly if their life, if the monster's attack is lower than the lowest attack of your opponent's monster. So most of the time people summon big beasts, right? So if I have Jester and I have that card and I have Power of the Guardians, then I attack them directly until I can kill them because it baboosts, and then I win.
Wow.
And that's, and yeah, so that's the spice I've been running, or was running, until the latter, and now it sucks, so now I'm bored. I don't know.
Scrub Lord is Spice Lord.
You can only meme that meme so many times before you need a new meme.
Yeah, and I'm working on it. I have some stuff in the works. I think it's going to be interesting.
All right. Well, I'm excited to see your next meme, because you always put so much love into your obscure meme decks.
They're never good. Right? I mean, you would think I would learn by
they're
now.
They're never good.
Sometimes they're good.
Man breaks out a whole entire plot to destroy his opponent, and then says his decks aren't good.
It's the love I put in. You can feel the love in there.
You felt the love, and he's just at the last minute. You're right. He's just hating on himself at the last minute.
Yeah.
But the love was there.
Yeah. He's got the same love for the heart of the cards is Gramps.
What can I say? Grandpa's card is one of my favorite skills. Best skill in the game.
A skill with untapped potential.
Yeah. So I guess, do you guys have any other topics you guys want to go over today? Or
I don't know if there's... I mean, I guess you could just say, is there anything that you're hoping that they release or that you're looking to building right now? So I know we got Desperado Boy.
Oh yeah. Stay tuned.
You're playing water stuff.
I'm playing water stuff right now, yeah. I'm playing the Mermail Great Old Dragon Shokan amazingness. What are you building right now? What are you going for?
So I just finished building that meme deck that I just talked about. So I've been playing with the new skill released from that event that we had, the Yugi skill from DSOD.
What's the skill? I don't know what the skill is.
Okay, so the skill, basically, I have to show a Karibo in hand, and if I have... I know, right?
It's always a good start. That's always a good start. Any Karibo or, like, specifically Karibo?
It has to be a Karibo card, so I guess it has to just be a Karibo variant. It's like a monster Karibo.
Okay.
So
like Sphere Karibo.
Sphere Karibo does count. So I run Sphere Karibos and regular Karibo because they're the best for stalling. And what this deck does is it's basically a Blackluster Soldier Super Soldier deck. And with the new skill released, if I show a Karibo in hand, right, and I think I have to discard it to the graveyard. I can double check that in a sec, but I believe I throw it to the graveyard. I get to transform a Gaia the Fierce Knight into a... Blackluster Soldier, or if I have a Blackluster Soldier on the field and I summoned it using normal stuff, it turns into a Super Soldier without having to do the Super Soldier steps, which is two different monsters, one light, one dark, and also using like the Super Soldier Synthesis ritual card.
Damn.
So it just makes it a lot more consistent and stally. So I've been working with that deck to see kind of how it fits, how it feels, and that's what I've been playing with.
Sick. So, what's the Blackluster Soldier that's played in the TCG? It's like Blackluster Soldier something evening.
Oh, Envoy of Twilight, the Twilight and something or other?
Yeah. I think that's it.
Yeah.
Is that a card that could get brought into Duel Links, or is it too strong?
I think it would have to be like one of those cards they only give us one copy of. Be it like a drop event or something. I don't know. It's most likely tough to know.
Yeah, it's just I remember that being like a very iconic card, and I feel like it's not super OP. I don't think people play in TCG now.
He would be OP.
Yeah.
What does he do?
He banishes. He's special summoned by banishing one light and one dark monster from the GY.
No, no.
And then once per turn.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, this is, Blackluster, Envoy of the
Beginning. No, this card we have. This card we have in Duel Links.
No, we don't. We have a different one. We don't have this one. We have other. There's other random.
Someone, research this live, please. Do the research live.
No, okay, here we'll research live. All right, the card that McKee's reading is the one that I'm talking about, the TCG one.
Yeah, where you target the monster on the field and you banish it.
Yeah.
And then but Black Luster can't attack. Or if the attacking card is destroys an opponent's monster by battle, after the damage calculation, it can make a second attack.
Yeah, I don't think that card's in Duel Links. There's another Black Luster Soldier monster that its summoning condition is you banish every light and dark monster from your graveyard, but you have to have an equal number of both.
Oh.
It's a different monster.
Yes, yes. Yeah. The name is... Yeah, you're right. No, yeah. Because, yeah. I don't know. The card that you described with that effect, it sounds a lot like Super Soldier.
Because I think you guys are talking about Black Luster Soldier Envoy of the Evening.
Yeah, yeah, Twilight. Yeah.
Yes. That's exactly right. That's the one. Yeah, that one's not in Duel Links. I would love that card to come in. I could add it to the, like, yeah. But it might be too good, though.
It might be too good, but I don't know. It's hard to say because they have a bunch of modern cards. Like, Shiranui's are modern. What are those? The cards that got unbanned from the last ban list for hires.
Yeah, the for hires. Yeah, those are the ones that got unbanned.
That's a new archetype that's in the TCG. It came out like a couple years ago.
I think they came out specifically. People are saying that came out specifically for Duel Links.
Maybe. It's hard to know.
Because, like, it was never good in the TCG. Like, TCG, I heard it was garbage. But in Duel Links...
There's lots of garbage TCG archetypes. Like, I don't know if it's fair to say they made it for Duel Links.
That's true. This is actually me remembering someone saying something, so it could just be nothing. It could be the truth. It's just an old remembrance, so...
Well, that's our hope, then. That Konami will somehow give us a copy of Black Luster Soldier Envoy of the Beginning.
Yes.
I think that's our dream. All right. Well, do you have any other topics? Are you ready to shut down this year podcast?
No, I think we're good. I want to thank our guest, Mickey Mouse, for coming in and providing his time. He's got a very busy schedule. Also, he is part cyborg. So,
it was a pleasure.
He's got those duties as well. So,
progress in the making.
And he got all that time working for Google, so, you know, he's a busy dude.
Yeah, yeah.
So, thanks for anyone who's listening to our podcast. As always, you can reach us at our email.
Please.
MemeDuel69@gmail.com.
Very nice.
And have a great night.
Nice.
All right, we can terminate.